then we had what we call where we use sticks in the smokehouse, and we'd hang maybe 6 or 8 hams on one stick. So they were tied up with wire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing was to smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go out in the woods and get green hickory wood and build a fire on it. We didn't want it to blaze up, we just wanted it just to smudge and make a smoke. And we'd smoke it, and we had it smoked, you know. And then it was perfectly safe, it wasn't spoiling or nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And the side meat, we always kept it at home.
What do you mean side meat?
That's the sides from the foreshoulder down to the hind legs.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd take it then, and when the rest of it come in, we'd take that side meat out, wash it off, and tie that bear grass into it, and hang it up,
mm-hmm.
and just and put and smoke it.
The side meat was smoked?
Yeah, smoked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we had more sausage than we needed. Why then we'd take our sausage out and hang it up on sticks and let it smoke right along with it. We had smoked sausage.
when you cut the side of the hog, what do you call that section of meat?
Side meat.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to eat with eggs?
Well, it's all right, but I don't like it.
What do you call it?
That side meat. You go to the store and you tell the merchant that you want so much smoked side meat,
mm-hmm.
or you want the plain without being smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Which the plain is called white meat,
mm-hmm.
and the other is called smoked meat.
Mm-hmm. What about the things that comes in little packages, already sliced?
Well, a general thing, that's smoked meat.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it breakfast bacon or bacon?
Breakfast bacon, breakfast strips.
Uh-huh. What is bacon?
Well, that's the side meat. In other words, we use that mostly for seasoning, turnips and such as mustard and such as that, when you cook it.
Mm-hmm.
We take it and cut off enough to season the pot of greens.
Mm-hmm.
And put it right in there, wash it good, and put it right in there, that pot of greens, and let
mm-hmm.
them both cook right together. Well, the seasoning cooks through the greens and,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And then we eat side meat that away.
Mm-hmm. When you cut the edge of the bacon that you cut off, you call that the...
strips.
No, the edge. The part that you don't eat.
Oh, well, we feed it to the dog or something like that. You know, the trimmings around the edge.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of meat skin or bacon rind?
Yeah. Cracklings.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Well, the crackling is from the meat, the fat meat,
uh-huh.
that we trim off when we're butchering.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take it piece and now say cut a strip that wide and then just lay it on the table with a good sharp knife and skin the skin off right down to
mm-hmm.
Trim the meat off right down to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Then we cut up in little blocks about that wide or something
the skin?
Like that.
You
huh?
cut up?
Huh?
You cut the skin up or you cut
no, just
what
the
you
meat.
Uh-huh.
And then we put that meat in a pot and put just enough water in there to start cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And we cook our lard out that way. Well, that when you take that meat out of there after it's got all the grease out of it we can,
mm-hmm.
then that's what we call fragments. Mm-hmm.